is retarded.
WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, before we start the show.
Yes.
No, hold on. Let me just check this.
Yes.
Hello, how's that? Hello.
Hello.
Check, yes.
1, 2.
Yeah.
Testing.
Okay.
Testing 1, 2.
We have our pirated copies of Star Wars, Sith Wars, Return of the Sith.
That's right.
Return of the Sith.
Well, thanks for telling everybody. Now they're going to descend upon us.
Well, at different times during the show, we'll be playing you clips from the movie, from the blockbuster film.
That's great.
So here we go now. Oh, and you should know, these are real clips from the movie. The role of Darth Vader is being played by somebody else.
Okay.
Let's hear our first clip.
All right.
From Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Your friendship with
Bill O'Reilly
seems to have paid off. There's nothing to do with this. The only reason the council has approved your appointment is because
Bill O'Reilly
trusts you.
And?
Anakin, I am on your side. I didn't want to put you in this situation.
What situation?
The council wants you to report on
Bill O'Reilly.
They want to know what he's up to.
Is there an edit in there?
I didn't hear it.
No edit.
I didn't hear it at all.
Here's another clip from Return of the Sith.
This war represents a failure to listen. Now you're closer to
Bill O'Reilly
than anyone. Please ask him to stop the fighting and let diplomacy resume.
There it is. I want to play these all before the cease and desist comes.
Yeah. I think we should.
From whoever, 20th
yes.
Century
yes,
Fox
yes,
or whoever, Lucasfilms, whoever it is.
All of them.
Deliver this report to
Bill O'Reilly.
His reaction will give us a clue to his intentions.
Well, that was Sam Jackson.
Yes, it was.
Here's another one.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi. The dark side of the Force surrounds them.
Bill O'Reilly?
If he does not give up his emergency powers after the destruction of Grievous, then he should be removed from office.
Okay.
Wow. I knew it was political, but I had no idea.
The best movie of all time. We continue now. The blockbuster. You're hearing it exclusively on our show today.
Only through
Bill O'Reilly
can you achieve a power greater than any Jedi.
All right, next.
Learn to know
Bill O'Reilly,
and you will be able to save your wife.
Wow.
From certain death.
Everybody say that one guy's name louder than anything else.
It sounds like it, yeah.
What did you say?
Bill O'Reilly?
You're the Sith Lord.
You know, that one was worth hearing.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Bill O'Reilly?
You're the Sith Lord.
All right, here's another clip.
I know what's been troubling you. Listen to
Bill O'Reilly.
And continue to be a pawn of the Jedi Council.
And?
Ever since I've known you, you've been searching for a life greater than that of an ordinary Jedi. A life
of Bill O'Reilly? We've only got about 100 of them.
Oh, God.
But you're not sure of their intentions, are you?
I will quickly discover the truth of all this.
You have great wisdom, Anakin. Know the power of
Bill O'Reilly?
Power. Save that thing.
See, now we're just spoiling it.
We'll hear one more.
We just received word that Obi-Wan has destroyed General Grievous. We're on our way to make sure that
Bill O'Reilly
returns emergency power back to the Senate.
He won't give up his power. I've just learned a terrible truth. I think
Bill O'Reilly? Well, we'll continue this during the show.
Very good.
That's your official timely and topical Star Wars update.
It's like it's full of spoilers, though.
Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith. Whatever.
Okay, one more. Just one more.
We must move quickly if the Jedi Order is to survive.
Now, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, it's very powerful. You'll need my help if you're going to arrest
Bill O'Reilly?
For your own good, stay out of this affair.
Oh, my God.
Bill O'Reilly?
You know, to me, this sounds like any Star Wars movie, but you Star Wars aficionados who have seen it 3, 4, 7, 20 times already.
Yes.
You will realize that this is really from the Sith.
Master Windu. I take it General Grievous has been destroyed, then. I must say you're here sooner than expected.
In the name of the Galactic Senate of the Republic, you are under arrest.
Bill O'Reilly?
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
The Senate will decide your fate.
I am the Senate.
Oh,
wow.
Ooh,
that
sounds great, but the picture's a little grainy.
Yeah, I don't like the picture at all.
Mine is leaning to the right.
This war represents a failure to listen. Now you're closer to
Bill O'Reilly
than anyone. Please, ask him to stop the fighting and let diplomacy resume.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann.
That's a good start right there.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. It's a start with my favorite record of all time. I play it every day on the show. I know you wonder why. So do I.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You like that Bill O'Reilly stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's fun, isn't it? Huh?
A lot of fun.
Hey, you know what happens? That Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that is dead.
Oh, what a shame.
He's dead.
Thank you.
All right, Rosie. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Rosie.
Hello.
Hello there. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You, Rosie?
Yeah.
Who do you love?
Thank you.
Sometimes twice in a night.
How's
your
tree
surgeon? Don't know about that one.
Oh, emerged on that one.
Exactly. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. It's me, it's Ernest C.
Oh.
And all the shins from C. Back after a busy weekend of harvesting at the raccoon farm, you're in for a treat. Dr. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Oh, yeah, we should take a moment to give props to Mike. Mike wears the crown of Mr. Death.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
He nailed the fact that Ernest T. Bass from Andy of Mayberry was dead. I don't think it was worthy enough of a superstar mention, but in the world of Rob...
Yeah. Yes, Rob was excited. Howard Morris, dead at 85.
Mike delivered the knockout punch to Rob on that one.
Yeah, I walked into Rob's office and said, Ernest T. Bass... regretfully has passed.
And you caught me off guard.
Yeah, it was in the paper this morning.
On the way home, I will throw a rock through the funeral home window.
As I was reading the obit. Like I do now.
Why were you doing that, Big Frida?
I have no idea. I just stumbled on it.
Don't take
picture of him and Pat Carroll.
Don't you check them before you get up?
Yeah, man.
Just to make sure.
Read the obit. Just to make sure he's not in there.
Yeah, how his weekend went.
Hello!
Okay, hi, Julia.
Hello!
Hi there.
Yeah!
You can call Don and Mike.
Hello.
Shut up. Let's just start the show.
Thank you.
All right. Don and Mike Show. Mike, and it's a new episode of this Monday.
Monday. 05-23-05. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Oh, no, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. And our song today, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye by Steam.
Yes.
Love it. Play it every day. It's the lucky song for the show. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, call 800-636-1067. In Washington, D.C., if you're lucky enough, if all of your knobs are stuck on 1067 WJFK
because you ripped them off,
you can call us at 202-432-1067. So before I tell you about the weekend, I've got a lot of good weekend stuff to tell you about. Out with you people, trying to socially interact. And my wife did something. Now we're going to get to our contest here at the beginning of the show, which is why I'm not going to lead with this. My wife did something over the weekend that if I had done, I'd be chastised. I'd be, my underwear would be hung, or my sheets, rather, would be hung out the window.
Really? That
for,
bad?
For all of the neighbors to see.
Like the late Michael Landon's were.
That's right. Yeah. And I can say this about her as well. She's a damn dummy.
Wow.
Really?
She knows it. She embraces it.
Good
so
for her.
So
she did something stupid and she wet the bed?
No. Oh, no, no. And wetting the bed has nothing to do with it.
I see.
The fact that I'm going to bring it to everybody's attention today, in essence, is like putting the sheet out the window.
I see.
Oh, now
okay.
I understand.
To let everybody know what's happening.
So she pulled a boner?
She did. Oh, hey. She pulled... I wish.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one I wanted. Hello, Don and Mike
There's
show.
There's no way that can come out right.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show. He would think she'd know. I mean, God, it's there all the time.
Just waiting.
Saying, hey, look at me.
Looking long.
Hey, look me over.
Winking.
Remember me? Remember me? Way back when? Hi, it's me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, touch me now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
You are on the air. Hello.
This is
Hi,
Finger Guy.
I just wanted to make a comment about your opening. I thought it was great. I just got done wiping the tears out of my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, my friend. I don't know what part of the show he's talking about in the opening, but we thank you for that.
Star Wars with Bill O'Reilly.
Star Wars, right.
And
okay.
He laughed till he cried. Thank
All right.
you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, before we could do anything else on today's show... We've got two contestants left from Friday's Smear Factor.
They're both still in. They're both still in there?
Hope you got a chance to go to the web this weekend and see the pictures of these guys.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you think about it, and I had quite a few people over the weekend say to me things like, have you thought about what it would be like, what it's doing to these guys' hair, even though nothing toxic has been put in these gentlemen's hair? All of this different stuff, the food stuff that's going to go bad, the rot, the fish head.
Yeah, and the coon urine.
The coon urine. Two guys were left after Friday's show.
Wow.
For
two
smear
brave,
factor.
Brave souls.
We have decided that rather than put them through an additional God knows how many days.
Yeah, the one guy said he'd be able to go till June 1st.
We've come up with a solution.
All right.
They're both here now. Would you please bring in Chris Chamberlain? Chris Chamberlain.
Is he the first contestant?
Yeah, we got them in separate rooms, and we've got an extraordinary announcement to make.
Neither contestant. Come right in.
Here
passed
he
away
here's,
over the
there,
weekend.
Here is Chris. Now,
how's that head?
Take a look at him. Step up to the mic, Chris.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome back after a beautiful few days off.
Here's the